The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
And now, The Trumpet Daily with Stephen Flurry.
People would ask me, knowing what you know now, do you wish like you had a third term? And I used to say, you know what, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or front woman, and they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement in my sweats looking through the stuff, and then I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and ceremony. Wow. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah, he'd be fine with that arrangement. A third term with a stand-in, a front man. We're watching it happen. We're witnessing these events. I just want to draw your attention to the next Trumpet magazine that we have coming out. Of course, the focus is on Afghanistan. It's already gone to press. We can do another issue, I suppose, on top of that, regarding the speech, the tyrannical decree coming from the fake president yesterday, Joe Biden. But on the cover of this forthcoming magazine, it says, Chaos by Design. Chaos by Design. And you can see Barack Obama looming in the background. He's the ventriloquist. He's the puppet master. And there in front, there's the front man. There is the puppet. Notice the headline. This isn't incompetence. This is treason. That's what this is. What we're seeing is treason. What we're seeing is a government overthrow. This is the real coup. What we're witnessing. The Constitution of the United States is being shredded. The Bill of Rights, shredded. The Declaration of Independence, shredded. Lots and lots to get to on today's program. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this, of course, is The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining our growing audience. We're thankful for our broadcast partner, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on that platform that takes the audio version of this program into 11 million homes here in the United States. But, of course, for the exclusive video presentation of this program, you have to go to our very own website, thetrumpet.com. Every day there's a big banner alert at 11 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone that the show is about to come on. That takes you right to the live stream page. Of course, you can type it into thetrumpet.com/live, and that takes you to the live stream as well as to the podcasts that are posted after we broadcast these shows. So going back to this October issue of the Trumpet magazine. My father says here, many people say it proves Joe Biden's incompetence, talking about the disastrous evacuation or pullout from Afghanistan. And that's no longer on the headlines, you'll notice. Everybody's talking about the mandatory vaccines. I mean, the fake Biden administration was getting pummeled, even by the communist media. Now you hear nothing. You see nothing about Afghanistan. In any event, as my father says, many people say it proves Joe Biden's incompetence, but this catastrophe isn't the result of bungling and bad judgment. It is a deliberate, planned effort to destroy America, and it's been terribly successful. America is under attack. It's a deliberate, planned effort to destroy the United States. And Barack Obama is behind it all. He's the shadow government working from behind. He's the puppet master. You get tomorrow's news today, as we say so often, if you subscribe to the Trumpet magazine, just to refer you to two issues from this year, The Tyranny of Science. I mean, that was just recently. I think that was the last issue coming out before the one with Obama and Biden on the front cover. And then this one from a few months ago, Jab or Else. Did you think we were exaggerating a couple months ago when we came up with this headline? You better get the jab or else. We could come up with another one today. Jab or your job. 100 million Americans? They either get the jab or they could potentially lose their job or their employer is going to be fined $14,000. This is happening in the United States of America. Listen to this line from Joe Biden's speech yesterday evening, clip 12.
My job as president is to protect all Americans.
Except for those trapped in Afghanistan. Except for those that are being raped or murdered by illegal aliens. MS-13 coming up through the wide open southern border. Is he really trying to protect Americans? Well, then why didn't he keep the army back so that they could evacuate all of them out of Afghanistan? Instead, he got the army out first. And then, as I've covered on recent programs, the State Department, his government, Joe Biden's White House, has been stonewalling efforts by private contractors to get Americans out. They've been the biggest obstacle. Is he really trying to protect all of Americans? Think about the people that don't have to get a jab. That it's not mandatory for them. The illegal aliens just streaming across the border and half of them with COVID. And then they're bussed or planed all over the country. They don't have to get a jab. The refugees coming into the United States from Afghanistan, it was recommended that they get the jab, but not mandatory. You would think that would be so easy. Look, we're rescuing you from Afghanistan, okay? All that we ask of you, all that we require, if you want to settle in the United States, is that you get the vaccine, and they probably would all do it. No problem. Instead, they're flown all over the country. Who knows how many of them have the COVID? I think in total, Afghanistan has about 2% of its population that have been vaccinated. So nobody, they're all coming in unvaccinated, Joe Biden. None of them have been vaccinated. They're spread all over the country. And then what about those on welfare, receiving government benefits? Easy, easy peasy. Just send them a letter and say, hey, if you want to still get your bennies, you better get the jab. If you still want those food stamps, you better get the jab. No mandatory vaccines for those on government assistance. No mandatory vaccines for illegal aliens. No mandatory vaccines for refugees. Just the working class Americans and these companies that have more than 100 employees. That's who they're coming after. You know, the taxpayer. You. If you are working, if you're struggling to just keep your business alive during the lockdown and all of the scaremongering and the plandemic, now you have to get the jab. Just you. We thought yesterday it was just going to be the government employees. Boy, did we learn a lot more about where this communist government is taking the United States. As I said yesterday, it loves what's happening down in Australia. And that's where Joe Biden wants to take the United States. Australia. The United States. He's there to protect Americans. Is that his job? Well, then why not protect the ones stranded, the hostages in Afghanistan? By the way, when he's sworn in as president, he says this: I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. That's his job. That's his job, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And yet this action, this executive action, shreds the Constitution. It shreds the Bill of Rights. It tramples all over the supreme law of the land. This is as unconstitutional as anything you could do to make it mandatory. Even Ron Klain, he retweeted this, I think it was from a reporter who sent out this message saying, I mean, this is perfect. It's the ultimate workaround. You have OSHA carry out the decree, the edict, not the executive branch directly. I mean, OSHA comes underneath the executive branch. But Ron Klain, he retweeted it and said, yeah, this is the way we're trying to work around the Constitution. Now, Ron Klain is Joe Biden's chief of staff. Here again, they can hardly contain themselves, as I keep saying. They will often say the silent part out loud. Yes, we're trying to get around the law. Because they know this is going straight to court. There's already 14 states that say, hey, we're going to lawyer up. We're not going to be doing this in Oklahoma or South Dakota or Florida or Texas. And what does Joe Biden say? He says, well, hey, if these governors don't cooperate, I will get them out of the way. You think I'm exaggerating? Listen to what Joe Biden said yesterday, clip 9.
Right now, local school officials are trying to keep children safe in a pandemic while their governor picks a fight with them and even threatens their salaries or their jobs. Talk about bullying in schools. If they'll not help, if these governors won't help us beat the pandemic, I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
And he says the governors are bullying people. If they don't cooperate, I'll use my power to get them out of the way, as if states' rights don't even exist. This is astonishing to watch. And yet, not surprising if you're a trumpet reader. I'll come to some of those quotes here in just a moment. But just think as an aside here, think about the timing of all of this. It does make you wonder. We're coming up to the September 11 anniversary tomorrow. And here comes this state. Obama had to have known that people were going to erupt at the announcement that 100 million Americans are either going to have to get the jab or get the weekly test done. And so here this comes out yesterday, and it certainly does push the Afghanistan disaster to the back pages of the newspaper. And on this point, I mean, you've got a media, they're not going to throw Biden under the bus on this one, or Biden. But they're certainly doing that with respect to the evacuation, or they did, at least for a time. But on the jab, on the plandemic, on the vaccine, the lockdown, if they worship Fauci, these people at MSNBC and CNN, even though this week he was exposed as a liar, it's the Fauci flu. He made it, at least in the sense that he funded it. And yet not one of the major networks even brought up the fact that he lied. That story, that report from The Intercept earlier this week, the fact that he lied about gain of function. Oh, yeah, he and Peter Daszak, they were supplying all kinds of funding to Wuhan, to the CCP. That was the front company. Get it off of America's land. Get it off of America or out of America. Get it over to China. Let them take care of it. It was all part of the plan. The plandemic, remember, it's about control. And that's what the speech was about yesterday. We control you. And then there's money. I mean, this is a massive bailout for Big Pharma. Biden's there saying, look, it's free. The jab is free. We also want to make sure you get paid to leave your job so that you can go get the jab. Paid leave, and then the jab is free, but it's not free, is it? Every single pop, $40 here. The government's paying everything. This is a cash cow for Pfizer and some of those other big pharma companies. Control, money, and of course, mail-in ballots. We got to have the mail-in ballots. Hey, you live in California, you're voting on the recall? We'll send you two ballots. We'll send you a ballot to your name and then also one for your maiden name. Just fill out both of them if you can and make sure that you don't recall Gavin Newsom. This is what it's always about, but it's interesting just as an aside to see the timing of this provocative edict coming from Joe Biden yesterday. Think about the media reaction to this. As I say, they love it. This is clip 13.
That he should approach this with an iron fist.
I don't think it goes far enough. In fact, I think the Biden administration, if anything, could have gone even further.
We will push people as a mandate to go and get vaccinated. He will run over them. It's to save the lives of American people.
Life first, then liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
So this was actually an extraordinary speech and one of the most effective. I'm actually extremely encouraged by what I heard today. Everybody needs to get vaccinated.
Yeah, he should have gone farther even. Use a strong arm here. You know, crush these governors. Get them out of the way. These are the media goose steppers. They're just right in line with it. Cheering them on. Celebrating tyranny. Celebrating the trashing of the U.S. Constitution. Listen to what Biden had to say with respect to masking. And remember, just a couple months ago, he was saying, okay, put on your mask. Then, well, what about if you're vaccinated, though? I mean, you should be okay, right? Oh, yeah. Take off the mask. Now he said, hey, you're in the airport. TSA sees you without a mask. Slap on the fine. Clip 10.
Today, tonight, I'm announcing that the Transportation Safety Administration, the TSA, will double the fines on travelers that refuse to mask. If you break the rules, be prepared to pay. And by the way, show some respect.
Wow. I mean, he's talking tougher at people that don't wear a mask than he does toward the Taliban. You would never see him say something like that about the Taliban. In fact, there was a statement yesterday. It's further ahead in my notes, fellas. But where was it? Ned Price, the spokesman. This is clip 14. Listen to Andrea Mitchell as she asks him about all the atrocities happening in Afghanistan. And listen to Ned Price's response. This is classic Biden, clip 14.
What about what we've seen on the streets of Kabul and other places, the lashings, the beatings of people, to say nothing of the appointment of an all-male, non-inclusive cabinet with these two Haqqani members with bounties on their head from this State Department?
So, Andrea, as I said before, we are not going to make sweeping categorical judgments just yet.
No, we're not going to criticize the if they're lashing and beating and killing people in the streets of Kabul, we're going to hold our judgment back, you see. There was this other story yesterday from Fox News. The White House said the Taliban have been businesslike and professional. How about that? Did you know this? The Taliban, they've been businesslike and professional. That's a direct quote in their dealings on allowing Americans to leave Afghanistan, calling the dialogue cooperative, another direct quote, and casting it as a positive first step. I mean, this is wonderful. We're not going to criticize them. We're going to reserve that for you Americans that travel through airports without a mask. Hey, show some respect. How about if you show some you better be prepared to pay. That's what Joe Biden says to his fellow Americans. Even as Americans in Afghanistan are stranded, they're trapped, they're held hostage. Glenn Beck says there's already one that's been murdered. You can see why they would want to get Afghanistan off the front pages. So here comes the big announcement. Now it is mandatory. Never mind what they were saying just a few weeks ago in some cases. Never mind what they were saying a few months ago. Where's the montage with, play clip two.
The way he talks about the vaccine is not particularly rational. People don't believe that he's telling the truth. Therefore, they're not at all certain they're going to take the vaccine. And one more thing, if and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
If the Trump administration approves a vaccine before or after the election, should Americans take it and would you take it?
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay. I'm not being facetious.
I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump, and it would have to be a credible source of information that talks about the efficacy and the reliability of whatever he's talking about. I will not take his word for it.
Last week, Senator Harris and I laid out three questions this administration is going to have to answer to assure the American people that politics will not play a role whatsoever in the vaccine process. If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
Do you think both vaccines should be mandatory?
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power, just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide.
Right, right. That last bit there. See, they just lie, don't they? They lie. Just like Afghanistan. No, no, Taliban's not going to take over. The Taliban are not winning. He told President Ghani, hey, it's not looking so good for us, so please just create a narrative. It doesn't need to be the truth. Just say that you've got tight control over the nation. Just say that the Taliban, they're not making these great gains that everybody sees they are. Just lie about it. And so the Taliban take over. Americans are left stranded. No, no, no. There's not going to be a mandate. Fauci said it. Walensky said it. Kamala said it. Joe Biden said it. And then furthermore, those earlier clips in the montage were from last year before they stole the election. No, I'm not going to take it. If Donald Trump says take it, no way. You don't hear any of that now. If Donald Trump is for it, we're against it. That's the position. Now they stole the election. Now they're in charge. And now they're politicizing the vaccinations. Of course it's politics. It's all politics. It's about control. If the CDC says there's all these cases, even over and above what we had last year, I mean, last year was supposedly the pandemic, the once-in-a-century pandemic. And now something like 208 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. 70 million have gotten the double jab. And then you've got all these people like me that have had COVID, had it in July. Where's the natural immunity? Where's the discussion about herd immunity? I mean, we've got the 70%, right? Nothing about herd immunity. Nothing about natural immunity. It's as if this vaccine is even more effective and healthy and safe than natural immunity if you've already had the disease. If all of these cases are skyrocketing, after all of these tens of millions, hundreds of millions have been vaccinated, what does that tell you? It tells you that the vaccine is not working. And yet, you better get the jab. You better mask up. Show some respect. Or you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay a steep fine. The vaccine is perfect. It's perfect because we say so. My father wrote in Saving America from the Radical Left. This is from 2018, so it's 3 years old now. It's before Trump. Before Trump had the re-election taken from him. Remember that? In the dark of night? That's oftentimes when they do some of their best work, the communists. All five of these states, these swing districts, shut down the election. Hey, shut it down. Shut it down. We're 600,000 votes behind in Pennsylvania. We're behind by hundreds of thousands in Georgia, in Arizona, in Wisconsin, in Michigan. So just shut it down and let's go find the votes. We can do this now because of the mail-in. There's ballots everywhere. Mail-in ballots. They were dumping them into the bins by the backpack loads. On video. It says here, we're witnessing a government and a nation on the verge of collapse, my father wrote in 2018. We're getting a hard look at just what the radical left is willing to do in order to seize power and to stay in power. They have no respect for the rule of law. Did you hear him? Did you hear him at all talk about the Constitution of the United States yesterday? The Bill of Rights? Freedom and liberty? In fact, he said this is not about freedom. Well, he's right about that. It's about control. It says here, they believe that they are above the law. It's no exaggeration to say that such contempt for the nation's founding principles is a threat to the republic. They want a revolution. This is what we're seeing. There's no weapons being used, not yet. But this is a revolution. This is a coup. This is tyranny. This is a communist government treating ordinary Americans, the ones they hate. I mean, there's other facts about this that aren't being discussed. The fact that in minority communities, a lot of them are anti-vaxxers. 72% of African Americans in New York City have not been vaccinated. So they're going to try to zero in the working class, 80 million, 90 million or so. If it's in companies with over 100 employees, you've got to get the jab or else, or you're going to have to pay. Show some respect. But now, I mean, with respect to minority communities, Biden, you know, his administration has to be a little bit more careful because you can't have minorities coming forward saying, I'm not getting this jab. That's going to make him look bad. And so it's carefully aimed at just a certain sector of the populace. So satanic. It really is. Straight out of the mind of the devil. When we come back, we'll try to get through a few more of these quotes from our own publication, The Trumpet Magazine, Tomorrow's News Today. And we've got quite a few more sound bites for you to hear as well. You're listening to Stephen Flurry, and this is The Trumpet Daily. If you'd like to subscribe to The Trumpet, call our operators 1-866-930-3024. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Freedom is one of the most sought-after ideals in human history. Man's search for freedom has taken him into the fiercest of protests, struggles, revolutions, civil wars, and even world wars. Today, in the midst of free societies, many continue to fight for what they perceive as ever greater freedoms. And yet, many of these same people are actively fighting against law. Few people understand that this war against law actually undermines true freedom. To learn more, request Gerald Flurry's booklet, No Freedom Without Law. In this free booklet, you will see what the Bible says about the latter-day spirit of rebellion and lawlessness that is now so common in our nations today. Also request America Under Attack. In this booklet, you will learn more about the spirit behind this attack on law. You'll see where this is leading. Both booklets are offered freely at no cost or obligation to you. Request No Freedom Without Law and America Under Attack. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily.
Get vaccinated.
No. The communist whisperer is back. Sounds like an angel of light, doesn't he? Sounds so sweet. He comes out. Of course, he's an older man that's struggling in the early stages of dementia. So he doesn't sound like he's trying to hurt people. But Satan, remember, comes as an angel of light. Even Barack Obama, in that clip we played at the top of the program, he was smiling. He's having a discussion with a comedian, someone who calls himself a comedian. And it sounds so sweet and innocent, doesn't it? And yet listen to their words and consider their actions. You don't wear a mask. You better be prepared to pay. Show some respect. If you don't force your employees to get the jab or to get a test every single week, you better be prepared to pay. Listen again to Joe Biden. We played the first bit about his job as president. But listen to this longer clip from yesterday, clip 7.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
That's where he lowered the boom. Going into the speech, I think everyone knew he was going to require it of federal employees and then the medical industry, I suppose. But when you reach into the private sector and it affects a third of America and it takes away their individual liberties and freedoms, you see why the reaction is the way that it has been. And I mean, on social media, it has been ferocious. There are people saying, look, we've been sitting back and watching this train wreck happen for long enough. Now it's time to take action. How much longer can this go on? No helper for Israel. No helper for America. Only God could save us. Only God's intervention. Only God's miraculous intervention. Just think about how this is hurting the United States of America. Just think about how this is blotting out the United States of America. We can't verify all of these clips, the information that you see from this serviceman or member of the military, but listen to what he said. This is something he tweeted out, I guess, following the speech last night, clip 15.
A text message went out last night from the Secretary of Defense to all the active military personnel saying, you know, by 10 a.m., you have to go get the magic potion or you're going to be court-martialed. And so as a result of that, 12 F-22 pilots, the most highly trained pilots in the world, walked off the job. That's 12 million dollar aircraft grounded now. A dozen of the best pilots in the world, thousands of hours of training, millions of dollars of training, off the job. 16 crew members for B-52 bombers walked off the job. That's just two air bases. My aunt, who is a KC-135 boom operator that refuels planes, isn't getting the magic potion. She's going to walk off her job too, most likely.
This is happening. That's obviously the military. But for those that don't walk off the job, if they have to get the jab, the double jab, how many more jabs? I saw a tweet this morning. What started as 15 days to stop the spread, it's going to end up being 15 jabs and more. 15 jabs to stop the spread. Just trust us. We know what we're doing. It's perfect. It's a perfect experiment that we're performing on human beings. What if the long-term effects of this poison that people are injecting into their bodies by the millions, what if it ends up devastating the United States military? Or if the ones that don't want to take it have to just walk away? What about the medical industry? What about going into the winter months, November, December, January, when there's more sickness in general, even with just the ordinary flu? And you've got nurses and doctors just walking away. There's quite a few. What is it? The ones that are most vaccine hesitant? Isn't it the PhDs? Isn't it the real smart people? What happens when doctors and nurses walk away and say, that's it, I'm not getting the jab? There's already a shortage of nurses at hospitals. I mean, this, if were this to go on, to think... You go back to the article we had last summer, the cure is killing us. It's killing us. Sam had this segment that we just haven't had time to. The non-COVID deaths. Traffic deaths in 2020, up 10% over 2009. Despite lockdown, we were locked down. You would assume there's less traffic. And yet traffic deaths. 38,680 people died in car accidents in America last year. 38,000? It says Reuters writes that data suggests a higher number of serious crashes last year involved drug or alcohol use than previously. That's been one of the side effects of all of the lockdowns. People are turning to drugs. People are turning to alcohol. What about drug overdoses? Did you know that last year, 93,000 Americans died of a drug overdose? Almost 100,000 Americans. What is the nanny state doing about that? Maybe just securing the border as a simple measure? Would that help the problem, just to stop the flow of drugs? Of course, drug addicts are going to find their way to get some drugs somehow. We understand this. But just playing along with the statement of, hey, my job is to save Americans' lives. Well, then why don't you close the border? Why don't you get control of the border? Can't do it, because that doesn't suit their purposes. They need COVID-positive illegal aliens streaming into the country. They need that. And so the border remains wide open. So far, this is from Sam. So far, according to the CDC's provisional data, there were 377,000 COVID deaths in America in 2020. It says back in March 2021, the New York Times even noted that deaths overall were above average, even if you exclude COVID deaths. This is what the Times wrote back in March. An analysis of mortality data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows how the pandemic is bringing with it unusual patterns of death, even higher than the official totals of death that have been directly linked to the virus. Deaths nationwide were 21% higher than normal from March 15, 2020 to February 20th, 2021. Our numbers may be an undercount since recent death statistics are still being updated. In other words, non-COVID deaths all over the place are on the rise. We are killing ourselves. And now you've got this tyrannical government telling its military. Well, first, the military, let's remember, sustained a humiliating defeat just 2 seconds ago. And now there's the mandatory jabs for all of them. And according to this one member of the military, you're going to be court-martialed if you don't do it. I mean, this could go on and on. Unless God intervenes to save America. This is from my father's article back in January. 2 Kings 14:26 speaks of the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter. As there was anciently, there are forces afflicting Israel. Israel, of course, we've got the United States and Britain in prophecy to order. If you don't understand this prophecy or who Israel is in the last days, that's primarily the United States and Britain. And my father says these forces attacking America today are terribly destructive, and the worst of them are within the nation. They want to destroy traditional America. That's the goal. That's the aim here. This is the aim. This is the strategy, the agenda of Barack Obama. He's working from the basement. He's pulling the strings. He's been an anti-American from the very beginning. We saw it all during his years, during the Obama years, 2008 to 2016. And now we're seeing him carry out his agenda through the front man, the puppet. It says, listen to this from January. America has changed like you have never seen it change in just months or even weeks into a different country. That's the Trumpet magazine, January of this year. It's like we're a different country. Was that an exaggerated statement back in January? Well, look at what's happening today. Look at that speech from yesterday. No president has ever said anything like that. It's a naked power grab. That's all that it amounts to. We don't even have the long-term studies to show if there are any lingering side effects of the COVID jab. It's an experiment. You've got these top officials over at the FDA saying, no, we're resigning in protest. There haven't been proper tests testing done for this. There hasn't been proper testing. So we're leaving. You had the FDA taking as long as it did to come out with any statement about the jab. This is from my father's piece back in January. It says, and if you're to get the wrong leader in charge, things would quickly grow far worse because there are powers behind him that want to rule this nation and rule it their way. They don't want freedom. They tell you what to do, and you have to do it or else. That's in the January issue of the Trumpet magazine. And that's what Joe Biden was saying to 80 million Americans yesterday. You have to do it or else. Never mind herd immunity. Never mind natural immunity. Never mind the fact that 208 million people have already gotten the jab. Never mind the studies coming out of Israel, one of the leading countries in the world. Israel, by that I mean little Judah in the Middle East, the Israeli state, the most vaccinated state perhaps in the world. And they've got this huge spike of COVID positives. The vaccine is not working. Listen to this next clip from yesterday and try, if you might, to wrap your mind around this logic. This is clip 8.
The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated coworkers.
The bottom line is that we're doing this to protect vaccinated workers from the unvaccinated workers. They're unvaccinated coworkers. Why do you need to protect the vaccinated workers? They're vaccinated. What are they worried about? If the vaccinated are safe, then the only ones that need to worry about anyone is the unvaccinated person who wants to go out with the other unvaccinated person. But if they're both unvaccinated, they probably don't care. He's trying to protect the vaccinated. The vaccine is supposed to protect the vaccinated. That's an open admission right there that it's not working. But what are you supposed to do? Get the jab. You've got to, or you're going to pay. You're going to pay. Hey, have some respect. You better get the jab, or we're going to fine your company. That's Joe Biden from yesterday, admitting that the vaccine doesn't work. This is from July 2021, Trumpet article, just a couple months ago. It says, on the one hand, they've proven themselves willing to take every possible measure to prevent COVID deaths, even to the point of shutting down the national economy. Yet on the other, anyone who expresses concerns about the safety of the vaccines is ridiculed for their ignorance. The contrast is jarring. You can't even criticize it, lest you be blotted out. The article from July, gotten your jab yet? As I say, tomorrow's news today, the Trumpet's been all over this from the beginning. In July, we said, but the most salient common denominator in both of these positions is that they involve people sacrificing individual freedom and the government gaining more control over our lives. It says the pressure is increasing to ignore the risks and get the jab. For a growing number of people, it is becoming compulsory if they want to keep their job. The right to choose is being squeezed out. That's right. We said this in July. My body, my choice, forget about it. That only applies to abortion. But when it comes to the jab, you've got to get it, or you're going to pay. You are going to pay. In July, we said, and once the government grabs that much power over people's rights, including their health, you can be sure it won't give it up. You think this is the end of it? You think what we heard yesterday is the end of the rope for this power grab? They want to control every aspect of your life. They want to tell you when to get the jab, when not to get the jab, when to go into your basement and lock it down, when you can come out, how you can drink your beer, how you can travel through the park, when you can get exercise. We've seen examples of all of this in Australia, in Britain, in the United States, everywhere. Everywhere in the West, I should say. These are stricter measures than what you see in China. Vladimir Putin hasn't even gotten the jab. And yet we're insisting that everyone in our military inject this spike protein into their bodies, this experimental drug. It's not even a vaccine in the traditional sense. It's killed far more people than all other vaccines combined over the past 20 or 30 years. And yet we're supposed to take Tony Fauci's word for it. Fauci, by the way, he said masks don't work. Fauci, by the way, said there's never going to be a mandate. Can't do it in the United States. I mean, he must be celebrating behind closed doors. Nobody's going to call him out for the lies he's told. He's probably getting ready for 3, 4, 5 interviews this weekend. It says here, this is not just the government doing its best with a bad situation. This is the government taking a fairly standard flu epidemic and manipulating it to expand its power and prepare for even greater manipulation. That's the truth. That's in the trumpet in July. Even when doing so could be killing some people, they don't care. My job is to save American lives. Well, what about Afghanistan? What about the border? What about the refugees? What about those dying from the vaccine? Even your own CDC site, the VAERS webpage, 13,000, that was at the last update several weeks ago. What's it up to now, VAERS? And VAERS, isn't it true that generally speaking, you get about 1% of the total reporting? How many people have died? We've seen a spike in deaths all over the place, even non-COVID deaths, as I just read to you. Where are vaccine passports leading? That was also in the July issue of the Trumpet. And in that article, Richard Palmer, he's going through Jeremiah 17:9. You think about that verse, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart, the human heart, even the human heart or mind of an expert. Did you know this? It's desperately wicked. That's what we know and understand about the human heart because of what God has revealed. Richard says, give flawed human beings such massive governmental power over other human beings and they will abuse it. That's what we saw yesterday evening. An abuse of power on display for all to see. Doesn't matter what the Constitution says. Ron Klain, he's in the background. He's laughing away probably as he retweets this statement out. Yeah, this is a workaround. It's a perfect workaround. It's the perfect way to get around the Constitution. They've probably sat and discussed this. Look, how can we approach this so that it gets by in court? And they've got quite a few advocates in court. They've got quite a few communists in the court system. It'll probably work its way straight up to the Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens there. But you know what we've been saying all along for those persecuted because of their protesting on January 6th? The process is the punishment. They know, so many of those prosecutors know, they don't have anything on those people rotting in jail in Washington, D.C. Some of them still in there. After 8, 9 months, they know they don't have a case, these prosecutors, so they want them to just sit there as long as possible, and then they want delay after delay after delay in court so that those protesters, they were Trump supporters after all, so that they can be punished for their thought crimes. And here again, Biden and his people, I should say Joe Obama, they know that this is going to be entangled in courts. But the process is the punishment. This is how they punish companies. This is how they drive them into the ground. This is how they run them out of business. Just get them caught up in all that litigation. The government can pay for it because it comes on your dime. It's paid for by taxpayers. It says, give flawed human beings such massive governmental power over other human beings, and they will abuse it. It says, Britain's and America's forefathers had enough Bible knowledge to know this. That's why they drew up the Constitution and the Bill of Rights the way that they did. Because they had a simple understanding of human nature, something that our leaders lack today, even in the world of religion. So they drew up the branches of government and all of these safeguards in the Bill of Rights to protect your rights, to protect your liberties, to protect your freedom. It says that's what motivated them to limit and check the power of the national government. Who's going to check the power of this madman that gave that speech yesterday? Who's going to keep him in check? They just ram their way through. They're not Americans in the traditional sense. These are communists through and through. These are sellouts to the CCP and others. America really and truly is under attack. In the more recent trumpet, this is September, you can see the headline there, the tyranny of science. I mean, that's spot on, isn't it? The tyranny of science. Science falsely so-called, we should say. That's how the Bible describes it. And in that article, it says, is it a coincidence that the dire predictions pushed by scientific experts have had major political ramifications? Is it a coincidence that the solutions demanded by the press and the political left are massive socialistic interventions? Or is it more reasonable to think that the scientific community is just as fallible, even biased and politically motivated, as every other government institution? It says, in fact, science, falsely so-called, dominates our society, and in recent months, it is increasingly turning into a tyranny. That's in the September issue of the Trumpet magazine. As I say, if you are not a Trumpet subscriber, make sure that you call our operators and subscribe today. There's no cost. No cost or obligation. We'll send out a free one-year subscription. Just call our operators, 1-866-930-3024. If you'd like to submit some feedback to the show, you're welcome to write us. The email address is td@thetrumpet.com. That's td@thetrumpet.com. And I'll just refer you back to that article from last summer. It's in the May, June. You can get to all of our Trumpet issues, by the way, on our website. If you just go to thetrumpet.com, and then there's a tab up at the top for library. And you can get all the past issues. You can go right to the PDF and print the entire issue of the Trumpet magazine on your printer at home. But if you go back to May, June of 2020, we had an article there titled, "The Cure is Killing Us. The Cure is Killing Us." That was written well over a year ago. And now look at where we are. I'm about out of time. Let me see if we have time for one more. Play clip 3.
Many of us are frustrated with the nearly 80 million Americans who are still not vaccinated. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us. For the vast majority of you who've gotten vaccinated, I understand your anger at those who haven't gotten vaccinated.
Wow. You're angry. You're impatient. This is, these are the new terrorists, as I said earlier. They wouldn't dare talk this way about the Taliban. But there is an anger aimed at the unvaccinated. Our patience, he said. I mean, we've been patient, but it's wearing thin. You're going to pay. And have some respect. So says the fake president of the United States of America. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly thank you for joining us on today's show, and we'll see you again next time.